This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tens of millions of Americans have been doing the whole work from home thing. Those of us lucky enough to be able to work from home, it should be said. It's been happening for more than a year now. And for some not small portion of those people, being not in the office is the only experience of their jobs they have ever had. Last April, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reported on the challenges and just general weirdness of starting a new job from home during this pandemic. Here with an update.
When Tristan Hall started a new job as a software engineer in North Carolina last year at the beginning of the pandemic, the whole video thing was kind of fresh. He would still get dressed up for meetings in work clothes, even shoes. Now,
it's like no shorts and definitely no socks.
While he doesn't exactly feel like the new guy anymore, he's never been to an office or seen any of his coworkers beyond the little window of the video chat. Though he says that little window can reveal a lot.
My daughter jumps on some meeting, or like she'll jump in my lap and sit on me sometimes. She can't do that when I'm in an office, you know?
Still, he's excited and maybe a little nervous about the prospect of finally meeting folks in person as his company plans to reopen in the coming months.
I have to learn how to like become friends with people again. I don't know. Like, learn that whole high school click thing.
Because try as companies might have, no amount of virtual happy hours, trivia, or talent shows can replace face-to-face interactions.
It's get ready to be the new kid on the block again, right?
Jill Chapman with HR services firm Insperity had been a fan of those goofy virtual events to engage new employees. But after a year of them, she says the deficiencies of video communication have become clear, and companies need to be ready to help employees fill in those gaps as offices reopen.
I think the onus is going to be on our managers to really understand their new old employees or old new employees, however you want to call it, are going to need to be reoriented.
Though some companies have just reoriented themselves. Alicia Harmon O'Meara is an executive at Edmodo, an e-learning company that used to be based in the San Francisco area.
We no longer have an office. We are not planning to go back to the office.
In the early weeks of the pandemic, O'Meara struggled to just get new hires set up with a computer. Since then, the company has brought on 16 people and streamlined the process with an automated onboarding program and a host of apps. Though the virtual lunches, still awkward.
Eating is just the weirdest. It's just the weirdest experience when you're like just staring at one person on a screen or like lots of people on a screen. I don't know if we'll ever get used to it.
But it wasn't just the awkward video calls Robert Down couldn't get used to at the job he started last year as the pandemic began. He had left a job as a nurse in Orlando for a remote gig in data analysis for a hospital until a few months ago.
In January, I finally just said, like, I got to pause that. And there's a pressing need right now. And so I left my stay-at-home 9-to-5 desk job to go back to the bedside.
Like many pandemic hires, Down had never met his coworkers at his previous job, though they did throw him a farewell dinner in person.
They thought it was important to at least say, like, we're real. We're not just people on the other side of a computer. I think maybe it would have been a little more difficult to leave when you had developed those relationships over the course of a year in person.
He's now onboarding again as a travel nurse in South Florida. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.